מסכת נדר פרק ח' משנה ז', האומר לחבר, קונים שאני ננה לך, אם אין אתה בא ונויתו לבנך, קור אחד של חיתן ושתי חביות של יין. Somebody who says to his friend, I am offering on myself like a korban from benefiting from your property. If you don't come and take for your children one kor of chitim, a kor is a very large measure of wheat, and two barrels of wine, as he does not want to benefit any further from this person until this person also benefits from him. Hareze yachol lahafer es nidro shelo apichach. The person who he had asked to receive the gift can break this netter even without going to a chacham to be matir the netter. But yoimer lo, he can say to the person who made the netter, klum amarta ela mipnei kfoidi, zeu kfoidi. Isn't the reason that you told me to take a gift because you wanted to honor me? This is even a bigger honor for me that you offered me a gift and I turned it down, since I hate matanos. So therefore, since the whole reason for the tnai was that you wanted to be mechabed me, and now you are mechabed me by offering me the gift, that is as if the tnai was fulfilled, and it would be mutter for the other person to benefit from his property. V'chein ha'omer l'chaveiro, koinim sha'atanena li, im eina tava v'noisein lebni, kor echad shochitin u'shtei chavios shayayin. The same would be true, somebody who says to his friend, I am offering on you like a korban from benefiting from me. If you don't come and give to my children one kor of wheat and two barrels of wine, as he does not want the other person to benefit any further from himself until he also benefits from the other person. Rabbi Meir Oimer Asur Achiyitin. Rabbi Meir says it is also for the other person to benefit from his property until he actually gives the gift. And who I did that Rabbi Meir would argue with the Reisha that you cannot say Kloma Marta Elam if Nekfodi, you actually have to receive the gift, otherwise the netter is Cha. V'chachamim Oimer. Af ze yachol lahafer es nidro shalo api chacham. In this case also you can break this netter without going to chacham. V'yoymer lo. The person who wanted to receive the gift that made the netter can say to the other person, Hare ani ki'ilu hiskabalti. I look at it as if I received the gift, even though the other person did not give the gift, as he made the netter, because he felt he needed the chitim and the yayin for his children, and as it turned out, he didn't need it. So therefore, since at the end he didn't need it, it's as if he received it, and the netter is not chal. Hayu misarvin bo lasei spasachoso. If he was being pressured to marry his niece, as it is a mitzvah to marry your niece, as she is considered your bas gilo, meaning your bas mazlo, v'amar koinem shehi nenes li lo'ilo. And in order to stop them from pressuring him, he made a netter, asring on his niece like a korban from benefiting from his property forever. V'chein ha-megarish es ishto v'amar koinem ishti nenes li lo'ilo. The same would be true if somebody was divorcing his wife and he said, I am offering on my wife like a korban from benefiting from my property forever. Hare elu mutarot lahanuslo. Even so, his niece and his former wife would be allowed to benefit from him. Shelo niskavin ze ela l'shum ishes. His intention was, when he made the netter, only to stop them from having marital benefits from him, but other benefits he did not intend to offer on them, so therefore other benefits would be mutter for them, since it is very evident that this was his intention. Haya misare b'chaveiro sheyoichal etzlo. Somebody who was pressuring his friend to eat by his house. Amar koinen lebeischa she'eni nichnas. Tipas soinen she'eni toem lach. And his friend, in order to stop him from pressuring him, said, I am offering on myself like a korban from entering your house and from tasting even one drop of cold water by you. Mutter likanes labeso velishtois mimenu tsonin. Even so, it would be mutter for the person who made the netter to enter his friend's house and to drink water by him. Shelo niskavin ze ela l'shum achila v'shtia. His intention was, when he made the netter, only to offer on himself a big meal and many drinks. And since it is quite clear that this was his intention, therefore it would be mutter for him to enter the person's house and to drink water by him. And who I didn't, he can have even a full meal by him. As since the lashon that the netter was made, we say he did not mean that lashon, the netter is therefore not chal at all. Masechet Nedarim Perek Tes Mishnah Aleph. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer Paitchen La'adon B'Kavod Aviv V'Imo. A person could be matir a netter by going to a chacham. And the chacham will ask him, Had you thought of at the time you made the neder that such and such would have been the consequences of your neder, would you have made the neder? And if the person says, had he realized that, he would not have made the neder, the Chacham will be matir the neder for him. And we learn that out from the pasuk of Lo Yachal Dvaro, which means the person cannot cancel out his word. He cannot cancel his nedar. And we learn from there, he himself cannot cancel out his nedar, but somebody else could, meaning the Chacham. Now Rabbi Eliezer is saying in the Mishnah that the Chacham could be matir the neder by asking him, had you realized that the neder would be a zilzul to your parent, that people will say, look at this person, how he is mezalzel b'nedarim. How did his parents raise this kid? Would you have made the neder? And if he says, had I realized that, I would not have made the neder will then become mutter. V'chachamim oisru. The chachamim do not allow the chacham to be matir the neder in this fashion, as the chachamim feel that people are embarrassed to admit they would have made the neder, even had they realized it would be a zilzul to their parents, and they will lie and say they wouldn't have made the neder had they thought of that, and the neder will be nitter betos, so therefore the chachamim cannot be matir the neder in this way. Amar Rabbi Tzadok, Asher Paiskan lo bekavod aviv v'imo, yiftechu lo bekavod hamakom, im kein ein nedar. Rabbi Tzadok agreed with the chachamim, and he asked this question to Rabbi Eliezer. Just like you allow the chacham to be matir the neder by asking the person, would you have made the neder if you knew it was a zilzul to your parents, so too you would hold that the chacham could be matir the neder by asking the person, would you have made the neder if you realized it was a zilzul to the covenant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want that people should be paras b'nedarim. And if so, no neder will be nitar properly, as there's not a person in the world who would admit to making the neder, even had he realized it was a zilzul to the covenant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they will lie and say they would not have made the neder had they realized that, and a neder would have been nitar b'tot. And the Chachamim say to Rabbi Tzadok, this is not a question to Rabbi Eliezer, as Rabbi Eliezer will admit that the Chacham cannot be matir the neder by asking the person, would you have made the neder if you knew it was a zilzul to the covenant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Umoidim Chachamim l'Rabbi Eliezer, v'dabar shebeino lebein aviv v'imo, shepoischen lo b'kavod aviv v'imo. The Chachamim agreed to Rabbi Eliezer, if a person makes a neder that involves his parents, for example, he offered his property on his parents, then you could be matir the neder by asking him, had you realized it was a zilzul to your parents, would you have made the neder? As we see, this person is a chassuf, that he made a neder offering his property on his parents, so too he will have the chutzpah to admit to making the neder, even though he knew it was a zilzul to his parents.